things that cannot be changed. I want you to imagine for a second that you're in a relationship, or you were in a relationship, and you thought that that was going to be forever. You wanted it to be just like that forever. Maybe you've had this happen, but even if you haven't, you can still understand my point. So then, when the relationship breaks down, you fall apart, and suddenly that isn't forever anymore. And you feel like this new state of being alone and misery is the only way now, and that's forever. But guess what? Just as this wasn't forever and that wasn't forever, something else will happen, and that sure as hell won't be forever either. Do you see what I'm saying? You commit and you think it's going to be exactly like it is in the present moment forever, especially if you're enjoying the present, then that's especially how you're going to be feeling. But alas, it's as the saying goes, right? Nothing lasts forever. Is what you feel now nothing? Was what was then nothing? No, it wasn't. So it's not forever. It was something, and that's why it mattered, and that's why it wasn't forever. In order to let go of our pasts, our traumas, our tragedies, and our grudges, we need to take a step back, zoom out, and see them in the perspective of forever. And what's forever? Nothing. That's not to say that things won't last. Things last, but if you go in thinking from the start that I want this as it is now, eternally, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because it goes in with the mentality of this has to be forever. You're not allowing it or yourself or your partner to grow, because growth is natural, right? We are all constantly evolving and growing. As we know, it is often advised that we live within the present at all times, and this is true, but we must also make sure that we are constantly moving with the present in order to stay out of the past and avoid overthinking the future. Living in the present should be exactly that. The moment you start to forecast the future with your present situation, you will find yourself soon falling behind and living in the past in the most ignorant way possible. Change is inevitable. We're very quick to blame others for making us believe something is forever, but people grow and people change. And maybe while we were busy trying to preserve and, you know, what you so desperately wanted to keep about that era, they were trying to expand and develop, and by not joining them in that, you simply fell behind and they outgrew you. It's like you both started building a house, right? You each took half. You started and they loved the way you made your first wall. And you loved it and they loved it too. So they started building their walls like you built your wall. But they find a different way of laying the bricks while they're doing your style of building the wall. So they change it up a bit and it makes it more efficient. You finish your house and your side isn't as robust as theirs because of the way you've laid your bricks. So they knock your side down and tell you not to worry about it. That's essentially what it is. You must learn and listen to your situations and make sure that you're not too busy admiring what is and what was that you're sacrificing the enjoyment of what is to come. So how do we let go once we realize that nothing is forever? Well, we start to construct our own things, hobbies, interests, things like fandoms, friendships, things that you can rely on to be there forever but are not so dependent on our attention. Nothing makes you feel secure like a sure thing. And while we put the security in things that can betray us or leave us hurt, we are sometimes neglecting of the people and the things that will remind us that this isn't the way of the world. Friendships are the most important thing. My best friends have carried me through so much, and it hasn't always been relationships either. It's been relationship heavy, but it's not just those moments that it matters. I moved on from my first independent house last summer, the house I'd lived in on my own for the last 5 years, the first place I'd lived on my own. I moved out into a shared house in a different city for university reasons, and leaving the house behind felt like worse than any breakup ever has. Knowing it was for the right thing and that this change was how I was going to grow really did help me come to terms with what was happening. Sure, I could have stayed in that house for years and years and then come back, but my dreams of being, you know, TV show producer, presenter, if my albums had taken off in a big way, I was supposed to be touring the world, and you're telling me that if I'd finished a gig at Wembley Stadium, I was going to be going back to Norwich to stay in my studio flat. No, that's not, that life doesn't correlate with what you want your living arrangement to be, right? And, you know, now I'm so glad I did, because I started a new life in this city and everything's growing great. And last year I've gone from a sad McDonald's worker who hated the world to an aspirational guy who works in a slightly better retail outlet. And, you know, I've had relationships, friends, relationships with people and things that I never thought I would have in my life to that standard. I just leveled up in a big bad way. So do I miss it? Sure, I miss the house at times, but what scares me more is thinking of what I would have missed had I not taken the jump and left. So basically, when it comes to change, embrace it. If you do, it will make the most of the opportunity. Even if it seems like the worst thing and you never believed it would come to this, trust the universe, trust the change. Change is evolution, change is progress. And sure, we don't always change for the better. You can make mistakes, there's room, there's wiggle room. We don't always make the right choices and the chance and the change, we don't always change the right aspects. But by changing nothing, you're not going anywhere. And sometimes a step backwards might just set you up for a step in a new direction that has more possibilities. That is about all I have time for today. Thank you so much for your time and for joining me. Check out the YouTube channel for more uploads and more topics. Comment in some topics of your own. I'll be thinking about them. Until next week, thank you. We'll be talking breakups and moving on when exes move on next week. Until then, thank you. Be good, be kind, and don't fear change. It could be the start of your best chapter yet. How exciting. Goodbye.